Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to be with me today as we continue on in a message I began this week entitled, Having Done All, Stand Therefore. And it's taken from that passage found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 13, where Paul is making he's making not just a suggestion, it's a command. He's saying, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. And of course, afterwards, he does illustrate and enumerate the various aspects of that armor. But that's not the point of what I'm trying to make. He says, take the armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, which indicates there is a time period. It's not just withstanding and zap, it's all over, but having done all, stand therefore. Having done all, to stand. So that indicates that there may be a length of time where perseverance, patience, endurance, and long-suffering is required. And that's what we've been talking about this week, the importance and of patience and long-suffering and endurance, and also trying to understand what goes on spiritually in our lives. It's not just as some seem to declare, it's all blessings and shouting the victory, but there are times of, even Paul talks, seasons of heaviness, if need be, you know, and that's God's way, His purpose. He's given a commission to the Holy Spirit, and that is to perfect the saints. And so I've been sharing with seven different things. We haven't gotten very far in the message, but I just, by way of quick review, the Word tells us, it commands us that we're to have patience. That is one of the fruit of the Spirit, because Paul is saying, after we've done all that we know to do, stand therefore. He prays for the Colossian church that may be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. We've found it's a byproduct of trials. That's how patience is produced. Romans 5 and 3 says, we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, experience hope, and hope, praise God, maketh not ashamed. And we know that God uses things like persecution and chastening and temptations, enduring temptations and suffering wrongfully when we, you know, are be accused of something that we didn't do. If we do it in a way that would bring glory to God, that's thankworthy, he says. And so the purpose of trials basically is to prove what is in our hearts. When we are under attack, how will we respond? Will we respond as the Word exhorts us? Or we'll begin to feel sorry for ourselves, question God's love, just throw up our hands, and in some cases, people walk away from God. People say it's no use. What will we do? He's looking at our hearts. Also, the third point, very important, is that it's a means whereby we inherit the promises of God, because we are in a new covenant. We are in a covenant or contractual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word tells us we may weep for a while, but joy will come in the morning, and we will reap in due season if we faint not. And so when we can endure our trials that come into our lives, sometimes they're massive, major crises, sometimes they're just little annoying things, we are basically making a statement before the Lord, before the enemy, that we are convinced of the invisible realities of faith, that God will deliver us. Romans 8:25 says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Praise God. ye have need of patience, Hebrews 10:36 says, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promises, praise God. And so, beloved, we not only need to praise God and thank God, we make our petitions known to God with thanksgiving, but earnest prayer is so important. Hanging on to the Lord, waiting on God is so critical, but especially when it involves personal petitions that surround our own life and circumstances or the lives of loved ones. Patience is what is required. Remember when Jesus cursed the fig tree? It didn't wither immediately, but Peter said the next morning, Lord, that fig tree that you cursed, it's dried up from the roots. So you see, there is a time factor involved. And you know, I had to, after the last broadcast, go into the house from the office, and I had to find something that a partner, a UCM partner in Missouri, had sent me. And this is a quote from Andrew Murray, and she said it really blessed her. And I share that now with you. Just imagine what the result would be if the child of God had only to kneel down and ask and get and go away. What unspeakable loss to the spiritual life would ensue. It is in the difficulty and delay that calls for persevering prayer that the true blessing and blessedness of the heavenly life will be found. He says it so well, what I've just been sharing with you. We there learn how little we delight in fellowship with God and how little we have of living faith in Him. We discover how earthly and unspiritual our heart still is, how little we have of God's Holy Spirit. We there are brought to know our own weakness and unworthiness and to yield to God's Spirit to pray in us, to take our place in Christ Jesus and abide in Him as our only plea with the Father. There our own will and strength and goodness are crucified. That's important, beloved. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. There we rise in Christ to newness of life with our whole will dependent on God and set upon His glory. Do let us begin to praise God for the need and the difficulty of importunate prayer as one of His choicest means of grace. That a quote from Andrew Murray, which a partner sent to me from Missouri. And so, beloved, prayer, persevering prayer, is important. Remember Elijah? He sent his servant 7 times. Do you see a cloud in the sky? This was after that drought. And he went 7 times and didn't see anything, but the 7th time when he went, he said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And that was the sign the prophet needed. He knew there was an abundance of rain coming. Now, let me share, I think I've got time for one more point, and it looks like we're going to have to continue on next week. Patience is active, beloved. Sometimes we have a false concept of patience as being passive and resigned to circumstances. However, beloved, it's not hanging on to the bitter end. Let's consider what Paul was saying. He said, put on the full armor of God that you can withstand in the evil day. And having done all, he says, stand. Well, you know, I got to thinking about that, about the physical positions of the body. What are we capable of? What are the basic positions we can get in with our body? Well, let's consider those the basic positions, if you will. We can lie prostrate. That means we can lie totally horizontal with our face down. And generally, that is a sign of worship or surrender. Sometimes you see police officers making somebody get down, face down. It's a place of a lack of ability to do much of anything. You are basically in a vulnerable position, which is, of course, exactly what worship is. Or you could lie on your back. And that is ideally, although I suppose many of us don't, we sleep on our sides, it's a position of absolute rest or sleep to lie on one's back. On one's rib, that's the best way to sleep. But as I say, many of us are not able to do that. And then, of course, there's sitting or reclining. That's a position of rest, is it not? We look at passages of Scripture that verify, validate that. Isaiah 52, 1 and 2 says, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. O Zion, shake thyself from the dust." Obviously, they were probably down in the dust. He says, "Arise," and he doesn't let it stop there, "sit down. O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion." So the command was to, first of all, wake up, arise, shake, loose yourself from the bands of your neck, and then sit down, a position of rest. And then what else is there? Well, there's kneeling, and that's a position of submission or servitude. We do that in prayer, those who are able. Or when someone is honoring a monarch, royalty, they may kneel. And then there's walking or running. It's a movement of the body in a direction toward a goal. Isn't that right? You're going toward something. And then there's standing. And that's a position of readiness or availability. Note how often in Scripture we're told to arise. And then standing is the best position of warfare, to respond to the call of our commander-in-chief. So let us stand, therefore, beloved, and know that when we're standing, we're in the best position to fight the enemy, not turning our back, but with the full armor of God, clothed with that, and then to respond to the call of our commander, whatever he says, that's what we'll do. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we still have much more to share on this subject. I pray you'll be able to join me next week at the same time. And remember also, you may listen to the broadcast at our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast, and they're there, archived for your convenience at any time. I love you, and as I always do before I close the broadcast, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you're going through a hard time, or if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, don't turn that aside. Some of you have been listening and you thought, oh, I really need to get that address. Don't delay. He's got a reason and a timing. When he says to do something, do it. So I love you. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.